Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and all this week we are talking Consumers Energy, Osable River Canoe Marathon, and joining us from that title sponsor is the Communications Affairs Manager, Rich Castle. How are you, Rich?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, you know, for a lot of the paddlers and for a lot of the folks behind the scenes, a busy week. I'm sure the same for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We are the title sponsor again for this year, and there is a lot of work that Consumers Energy does to obviously prepare for our end of the marathon, but also our assistance with the marathon.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that title sponsorship and what that means. Give us a little idea of what that means to Consumers Energy and to the Canoe Marathon.
So Consumers Energy has been the primary sponsor for the Canoe Marathon for, say, the last 5 years or so, and this year we are the title sponsor, and that means a lot to Consumers Energy because of a couple of reasons. One, you know, we have 6 hydroelectric plants on the Osabo River and a lot of property that's associated with those facilities, and so the marathon for the last 72 years has used our property to hold this event. And so it's kind of a personal thing for Consumers Energy because there's a relationship between the marathon and consumers from that perspective. And so it means a lot to us to be able to host the event and utilize our facilities, not only for the paddlers, but also the spectators. I mean, there are literally hundreds of people that show up to our facilities,
right.
And it's a great way to showcase what we have, but in the same format, we want to make sure that our facilities are safe for the marathon as well.
Yeah. Exactly. And those facilities, now how many of them are there on Osable?
There are 6.
6, okay. Yep.
So they range from Mayo all the way downstream to Foot and Oscoda. So if you've never been there, it's a great opportunity to see some of some historical items in the state of Michigan, but also they're great places to, from a scenic perspective, but also a recreation perspective.
Yeah, and those dams along the Osable do pose an obstacle to our canoe marathoners, too.
Yeah, it's a challenge. But it's a unique challenge, and I think if you talk to some of the paddlers, it's an opportunity to get out of the canoe and, you know, use their legs instead of their arms, and so there is that aspect of it. So
indeed. Now, just recently, you know, was it a couple of years ago, there was a 100th anniversary for, was it the Mayo Dam?
So here recently, we in 2016, we had the centennial for Mayo,
yeah.
And then last year, we had the centennial for Foot Dam.
That's right.
You know, they're big milestones, and it means a lot to Consumers Energy that we have these facilities that are 100 years old.
They've been
providing clean, renewable energy for the state of Michigan for that amount of time. The other part of it is they're staples in the community. I mean, they provide mechanisms for economic development. They provide recreation. You know, they're just a wonderful piece of our community in Northeast Michigan, and we're proud to have them.
So what's the next big milestone coming up? Do we have
Well,
up?
Honestly, the next one's not out for a few years.
Okay.
So Alcona Dam is in 2024.
Okay.
That one's unique. You know, we started building that one about the time World War I went into effect, and we actually delayed construction of that so the workers on the dam could go to World War I, and so it kind of pushed it out a little bit further.
Okay.
But that's the next one. So not for a few more years.
Not for a few more years, yep. But if they want more information about what you guys do and your affiliation with the marathon, how do they get more information, Rich?
If you want to go to the Consumers Energy website, so www.consumersenergy.com, and you can go into the search box and type in hydro. That'll take you to the hydro page, and that'll give you information about the dams. If you go to the Canoe Marathon website, obviously there's a lot of opportunity there for information about what's going on with the event, and there is a link to the consumers page there as well. So there's a lot of information out there, and I encourage anyone who's interested, you know, look at the schedule of events. There's a lot of opportunity here this week to be able to see what's going on.
Yeah. Now, are you going to be at the starting line and the finish line?
Absolutely. That's the one thing that I take pride in and, you know, enjoy. This is an opportunity for Consumers Energy to be involved from the start to finish.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunity at the dams to be there as well. So we plan on having individuals at all facets of the race.
Very good. From Consumers Energy, the Community Affairs Manager, Rich Castle. Rich, always a pleasure, my friend, and I'll catch up with you at the finish line Sunday.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you.